She looked like a cosplay superhero from some sexist comic, wearing a one piece that showed off her breasts and buttocks. She was tougher than any man on the planet. She was harder than steel. She stood up against them. Space Octopi.
You shall not occupy on my watch, Space Octopi! The darkness is ending, I am the light! I will not cower, I will bring you the fight!
The lightning struck twice for this child. She slayed them all. She had fists made of iron and a sword forged on a faraway planet. There was no longer darkness. Earth had her true god, Yomika.
Yomika, save us from darkness. Yomika, show us the light.
All the octopi surrounded her. All of the humans quake in fear. Yomika's held her battle stance ready for whatever they had for her. She caved in their skulls. She did high flying kicks. There was a sea of alien blood. The octopi fell. Gargantuar, the maid. Octopi's weapon, of intergalactic massive destruction. Yomika was not scared. She stood in her battle stance, unwavering, staring eye to eye. Soul to soul. Death will come to one of us. Death will come to one of us. Death will come to one of us! Death will come to one of us! And so Earth had her savior, dressed in a sexist comic book cosplay outfit, showcasing her buttocks and breasts, because Earth couldn't understand her unless she was a sexual object. But she saved us all from the aliens, and she was unwavering, stronger than any man.
Yomika, Yomika the brave.
They started to burn it. They burned the fucking bodies. The smell of calamari permeated the air. Yomika stood on her throne of alien octopi beaks. And she didn't smile. And she didn't wince. Her eyes were dead from the fight. This This is a warrior's path. I have chosen it. Now I have to walk it. Yomika, you sacrificed everything. Yomika, you sacrificed what made you beautiful. Yomika, you're as dead as the rest of us now. Desolate planet in the cold black space, floating for eternity with nothing that matters. Nothing matters. Nothing matters. Nothing.